Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, B-Bitch of Philly, 106.7 The Fan. All right, JP has some things to do, and we're going to be finishing up this show. I'll take you through some different things, and this time of the year, we know we get all types of lists. And some of the lists, I just say, hell no. And a lot of lists, I like to go through them. One thing about football, it has to be entertaining for people to show up and go to the seats and spend their money on a consistent basis. And we all know there were some times where we didn't want to go to games over at FedEx. Because it was horrible. The production wasn't good. The play on the field wasn't good, so it wasn't entertaining. And it's hard as hell to make people go out there and spend their hard-earned money for something that's not entertaining. Well, the NFL came up with this list of the NFL most entertaining, well, USA Today did, the NFL's most entertaining teams. And I'm going to go through this thing for you, and we're going to see where our Washington Commanders fall. All right? I'm going to run through some of them quickly, and I'll read some things that are said. Well, number 32 is the Cleveland Browns. You don't much have to get any description or explanation. They're horrible. I mean, you got 5 quarterbacks. You don't know what they're going to do. Things, they just don't seem to be winning consistently. The owner does a lot of stupid stuff. People don't like him, so people don't care about it. Number 31, the New Orleans Saints. And following them up is Brian. Our resident Giants fan, he loves the Giants. They're number 30. New Orleans Saints does not have an exclusive broadcast window because nobody wants to see him play. Their quarterback, when you have bad quarterbacks, you don't play. The New York Giants, at least they have Russell Wilson. He throws the ball down the field. But, you know, we'll see. Last year, Russell didn't do as good when he was in Pittsburgh. We'll find out. He had the fewest plays of 20 yards plus last year with the Steelers. Now he's in New York. We'll see what happens. Brian, you may get a little something. The other team across the way,
I doubt it,
plays in the exact same stadium. They're number 29, the New York Jets. Why? Because they're in shambles. They don't know who's running that football team, the coaches, players, owner, who.
The entire Meadowlands is cursed.
The whole Meadowlands just suck. Whether you're green or blue, they suck.
That's so disrespectful to the Giants.
What? They say that they are behind the Jets?
Yep.
Didn't they win? The Jets won more games than the Giants last year, right?
Yeah, but they're the Jets.
Yeah, but they're better than y'all. Let's keep moving. Number 28, the Indianapolis Colts. They don't know who their quarterback's going to be. They got a guy who checked himself out of a game. Where on earth does a quarterback in the NFL check himself out of a game? Because he was tired. I'm tired, boss. Come on. You can't be doing that. That's pathetic. Number 27, the other team that doesn't have an exclusive window for the radio, for TV as well, because nobody wants to see them either. We got Tennessee Titans, but they have Cam Ward right now. One thing I noticed as I looked at the top, most of those quarterbacks are mobile quarterbacks, and they're entertaining. So I believe that this will not be where they'll be sitting next year once this thing is over. I absolutely love Cam Ward coming out of Miami. Dude is good. Number 26, they got the Carolina Panthers. And I'm going to see what they said. No team embodied NFL anonymity more in recent years than the Panthers, who are the only team held out of primetime in last season's initial schedule release. But not only has the franchise shaken some of the pervasive dysfunction, it also is giving outsiders a reason to follow along thanks to the resurgence of Bryce Young. We'll see how long that happens. And a receiving core of upswing. Still, the games here might be incremental. I believe they will be. They're 26. The New England Patriots, everyone seems to love Drake May. They're 25. Doesn't seem like many people want to see him, but we'll see as we go forward. Number 24, when you go across the way and you go to Sin City, You're going basically to see the casinos, not the Raiders. And now they have a new guy in there in Pete Carroll. They have Geno Smith. They may not be here next year, but right now USA Today have them ranked 24th. If you go to the other desert, Arizona, you got Kyler Murray and his crew. They're sitting at 23. The Jacksonville Jaguars. If you've been down there before, the team is not exciting. The area hasn't been very exciting. They had a Super Bowl there, and they will not. I don't think they'll never have another one there. That was one of the worst Super Bowls I've ever been to. They had to bring in ships because they didn't have enough hotels. The parties were they closed down early as hell. It's not like they wait till 2 o'clock. They start telling you get out by 1:30. You can't have a Super Bowl in that place. Jacksonville Jaguars 22, the Atlanta Falcons 21. I can tell you have a lot of fun in Atlanta. I went to a spot in Atlanta, a brunch spot this weekend, Jeff. Walked in, saw the bartender, and I said, oh, bro, we must be in the wrong place. But it was a breakfast spot. And I'm telling you, her little outfit, that's what you see in strip clubs. But hey.
Was there hookah being served?
No, the shrimp and grits was great.
I'm talking about hookah.
Wasn't hookah being served? It was an actual breakfast spot. No, it was a brunch spot.
And you sure it was no hookah being served?
There was no hookah in it.
Because that's the thing about Atlanta. Bruh, they have hookah everywhere.
The whole thing was set up. Like, you know, you walk into a disco or a place where they throw a party.
Yeah, I never walked into a disco.
The dark lights. But I'm just saying, like, when you walk into a party place.
A club.
And you walk in there and you see the lights around. And you're like, okay, it's a club. But then I'm like, hold on now. This outfit right here is giving me different vibes. And she said, oh, that's the owner right there. I look over, dude look like about 25, 26 years old. You know, iced out. I said, ah, I get what's going on. Food good? She said, yep. So I tried the food. Food was outstanding. You know, but I think when it gets a little darker, it turns into another spot. But go to Atlanta. If the football's not entertaining, you will be entertained. I guarantee you that. Number 20. The Seattle Seahawks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm going to go to number 19. It went backwards on me, Jeff.
Well, number 19 is our rivals.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
And it started talking about Jerry Jones may not like it, but who cares what Jerry like? I think the ultimate thing with that situation is they have one of the best stadiums in all of football. But once they get on the field, you want to turn them off. They have not been fantastic. Dak is going to come back this year, and I know Dallas fans are going to tell us what he's going to do, depending on how long he's around or depending on who he decides to throw the ball to. I'm just not impressed with Dak very, very much anymore. Number 18, the Chicago Bears. Number 17, the Denver Broncos. I have to agree. I think this is a little low for them. Because with Bo Nix at the helm, they did some spectacular things last year.
Denver's pretty in
it. And the thing of it, Sean Payton is going to find a way to expose people defensively with his offense. But his defense last year was outstanding. Gave them chances to win. And I thought they were exciting. As you flip through channels, when I saw them, I'll watch a little bit. Number 16, the Miami Dolphins. That seems high for a team that has all that speed. Didn't they say they're going to have a lot of track meets and all that? Well, the football hadn't been good. You could actually put them a little farther back, I think, because based off of what they put together 2 years ago, you expected them to be doing a lot more. They're not. And then their quarterback, I think he's one more major hit from being done with football. And I don't think if he don't make the decision, as we talked earlier about protecting players from themselves, with Tyrese Halliburton in this situation, if he has another major concussion, the NFL better step in and say, hey, bro, we can't afford to deal with that liability anymore, you know, because we already paid one lump sum. We're not trying to have to pay another one. 14, the Houston Texans. 13, the Minnesota Vikings. I thought they would be higher because Justin Jefferson and the other kid, Addison, those dudes are magnificent on the football field. It's going to come down, will J.J. McCarthy be able to consistently get the ball to them down the field and give them spots like I think Jefferson love. What's up, Jeff?
And I just seen this part of the list. I just know you're about to go crazy on this next one.
Number 12, the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yes.
They don't know who their quarterback is. Well, they got Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but are we making them – how can we say that team?
We said the same thing about them with the Jets.
Yeah, like how can we make that team more entertaining than the Broncos?
Well, see, we haven't seen this team together. Entertainment. Entertainment is not always good. Entertainment is normally ratchet, and it keeps us stuck. Like when you put on hip hop, whatever in Atlanta,
ain't
good. That ain't no damn good stuff. That's ratchet, and you keep watching it.
Like
when you
Love
look at
Island.
Most of the Housewives shows, I don't care what city they're in, they all end up ghetto as hell. They all end up with the women doing something that's just stupid. And you know what you do? You watch it. Okay? Have you ever noticed all these Housewives shows? All of these women are very, very out there and outlandish and whatever, and the guys are just quiet as hell. That's why they get those people. I wouldn't be on a show like that. I'd be like, hell, calm that crap down. But they don't want that. They want you to look bad. Number 11, the San Francisco 49ers. Last year, they weren't very entertaining. But they can fight and do things. They won't quit. They got a lot of talent on that football team. Now, getting into the top 10, and you know we're in the top 10, so it tells you our Washington Commanders is somewhere in the top 10.
What? We finally getting some respect?
Now, see, everyone always seems to care so much about what the national pundits are saying, all right? The national pundits are starting to give us a lot of credit, so are you satisfied now, or do you now scrutinize what they say? So the way I'm going to play this out, I'm going to let you just have to wait a little bit because we got 10 left. The Washington Commanders was not named in the bottom 22, so they got to be in the top 10. Where you think they're going to be? And if they're not in that position, will you be mad or you'll be satisfied? Because I believe if you're the top 10 in anything in the NFL, you're good. You're damn good.
Yeah. The fact that they are in number 10
mm-hmm.
on their first year, everything was a first year last year.
Yes.
First offense, defense, team, everything. I'm satisfied.
First year of ownership in the real sense, you want to look at it.
Yeah, I think they
hit a home run.
Yeah, I'm satisfied. We're in the top 10. I don't care if I didn't look. I wanted this to all be a surprise for all
of us.
Does
everybody over there in the studio, hey, Brian, how do you feel about the Commanders being in the top 10? Do you think they're entertaining, at least?
Yeah, I think Jaden Daniels is –
only Jaden Daniels?
Third most entertaining quarterback in the league.
You just think he's the only entertaining person? You don't think anybody else is entertaining?
Oh, you can't make that face be
You
hard.
Think Jaden Daniels by himself got the team to number 7?
Terry,
he can't
Terry's
throw the ball
fun to
himself.
Watch.
Terry has won his games off of burning people off straight.
Yeah,
routes.
Terry's fun to watch. Debo, now that he's there. They got some fun guys. Yeah.
All right. Brian is kind of a semi-hater.
I think Brian's going to convert by the end of the season.
Maybe I like Jaden Daniels.
What Kevin Durant say? 2 years.
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah. He'll be over there. He'll be coming up here with his hat on, tilt to the side.
He's going to say, what's up, Mo?
Playing go-go and stuff. All right, when we get back, we're going to take a break here. We wanted to save the top 10 for our next segment. We're going to save that. And then later on, Tyrese Halliburton opened up about his injury, and he made a lot of comments. We started off the show talking about this earlier today. And I agree with him of what he's thinking. But I also think that a lot of times teams, medical staffs, and all that, they let down the players by not speaking up and really protecting them from themselves. Some guys probably would never have to deal with some of these injuries if they only stood up and were the adults like they're supposed to be. We'll discuss that later on, but coming up next, we're going to give you the top 10 most entertaining teams in the NFL. Be Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.